This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
It is once again time for those wonderful students from the Isle of Wight College to come and entertain us here at Vectis Radio with some marvellous monologues that they've been doing. If you've been listening in for the last 2 weeks, they've been really rather fabulous. They're all on a performing arts course at the Isle of Wight College. And, do you know, it's interesting because they've been asked to do these monologues. They're only about 2 or 3 minutes each, and all of them are about the Isle of Wight. But what these young people have come up with is something very, very different. Some stories have been very poignant, they've been very heartfelt, they've been very personal. And what I've got in front of me is somebody who's got an absolutely appalling, stinking cold, and it's Chance Booth. Welcome, Chance.
Hello.
You really sound ill, I have to say. So it's very brave of you to be doing this today. Well done.
Yeah, it came on yesterday, so I don't really have a choice.
Ah, dear. Well, I'm going to get you in and out of the studio as quickly as possible because I'm like Howard Hughes when it comes to colds. But it looks like you're well prepared. Do you feel
always
prepared?
Yeah.
You're on top of it? All right,
always.
Brilliant. Now, Charles, what are you going to do with yourself? Because you're going to be talking about young ones, aren't you? Because you've got a little young one now, haven't you?
Yeah, my little boy, he's 7 weeks old.
Wow, congratulations. And is that going to sort of throw your plans for your job or not?
Oh, no, not at all. It just means I've got to stay on the island for a little bit more.
Right, okay. Well, that's no bad thing, and we want young people to stay on the island.
But yeah.
Sound more enthusiastic, come on.
Yeah!
Fantastic. What do you want to do in 10 years' time, Chance?
10 years' time. I think my personal preferred career choice might be a little bit questionable, to be said on radio.
Right.
It's not prostitution, but like something else.
Something like that. Wow. Well, you heard it first on Vectis Radio. Wow. The Magic Mike. Wow. Well, the phone on the left is already buzzing, so you might be in with a chance there.
Well.
Go on then. I think you better start.
Oh, I suppose. My monologue is called Baby on Board. As I'm sure everyone who's listening knows, I'm here with the college to perform my radio monologue. I've been very excited for this particular unit, as I've always been told I have a face for radio. Pause for laughter. But anyway, my monologue. So, I've just become a dad. As of 1641, on New Year's Eve, I was thrust into the exciting new world of fatherhood, and my little boy, Oscar, was welcomed into the world. The world in question being our tiny, little island. Personally, I was born in Portsmouth and lived in Lee Park for the first 5 years of my life. For anyone who hasn't heard of Lee Park, it isn't the nicest of places, especially for a child. Luckily, I got a great present for my 5th birthday. We moved to this tiny, little island. After moving here, my upbringing was great. I met lots of friends and could happily go out and meet people without any worry for my safety. But that's enough about me. Back to my little bundle of joy. He is amazing. Tiny, cute, and only 7 weeks old. I love him more than I could ever love anyone or anything, ever. At first, when I found out I was going to be a dad, I was so excited. Just really, really excited. And then, as the date drew nearer, all I could think about was everything that could go wrong. I was terrified, just working myself up all the time. Then it happened. 3 weeks early, a New Year's Eve baby. Being a procrastinator, I was wholly underprepared, and in trying to take advantage of not quite being a dad, I actually went out the night before. Bad move. After the most eventful New Year's Eve of my life, I found that being a father isn't hard. It's not about what you can buy or give to your baby. Material things are nowhere near important. The most important thing a father can do, I've learnt, is just be there for and love their child. And that'll be my gift to little Oscar, no matter what.
That's very nice. Congratulations. That's very, very heartfelt. And, I mean, you must find your life now is so incredibly different. Do you feel a completely different person? I've never been a dad, so I just don't know what it's like. I mean, do you feel, you know, completely different to how you were 2.5 months ago, for example?
Not completely different, just slightly more tired.
Right. Yeah, but... Well, that's not only Oscar's fault, though, is it?
Well, yeah, I've got to agree with you there.
Are you changing nappies?
I am.
Oh, yes, that's good.
Occasionally.
That's good. But you're doing your fair share.
Yeah.
Well done. No, it was a very good piece. Really enjoyed that. So thank you. And we look forward to getting you back in the studio, or coming out to you, maybe, to do these wonderful plays. You're going to be doing the sound effects. I've been told you're being put in charge of sound, so that's good.
Yeah, that would be very helpful.
No, don't worry. You'll be absolutely fine. Right. We've got some more victims out there, so we're going to listen to Divine Comedy just for a second and then get them back in here. I think it's going to be Chloe next, so thanks very much, Chance.
Thanks. Everybody knows that I
love you. As Divine Comedy. Everybody knows you. Except you. Yeah, it's Vectis Radio here. We are here with the students from the Isle of Wight College on their performing arts course, and we're really, really pleased to have Chloe Bateman in with us. Chloe and I have just been talking about riding, because Chloe is an avid horse rider. And not only are you an avid horse rider, Chloe, you actually help other people ride horses, don't you?
Yes, I
do. So tell me what you do. Is this a weekend job?
No, I previously, before I started at college, I used to work at Stone Farm in Blackwater.
Yeah.
I was yard manager, and I took one of my exams to become an instructor.
Oh, fantastic.
So I was qualified to do that, and I've done had lots of experience with horses, doing horse management and riding.
Well, it's quite a responsibility, isn't it? Because you're there with sort of presumably young children, and then out on these sort of rather dangerous roads with them.
You've got to have eyes everywhere, let's just say that. You can't take your eyes off for a second, but our horses have always been 100% on roads and whatever they've been doing, good. So I trust them quite a lot.
Are dogs a problem?
Dogs, no. Dogs, our horses don't bother by dogs.
Oh,
we
that's
have
good.
Dogs and cats on the yard, which they've never bothered about.
Yeah.
So they're used to everything thrown at them, really.
And I think you're going to be doing your monologue about horses, aren't you?
Yeah, mine's all about horses.
All right. Well, do you want to shoot, and then we'll see what we think afterwards? Everyone's listening outside, I hope. Yeah, they're all waving. Everyone's ears are pricked up, so I think I'm just going to let you do it now.
Okay, thank you. I used to be scared. Petrified, to be honest. I saw them as crazy and wild, and I always thought they hurt people on purpose. It's funny, really. I never understood how people could stand beside them and laugh as if they were best friends, especially after I'd watched people fall from great heights and seemingly break in front of me, and then jump back up again as if nothing happened. Again, I could never understand why someone would even try to get back up again. I always thought, if it was me, I would quit. But now I understand. Horses are not the monsters that people think they are. Let me take you back a few months. When riding through the countryside, you see things from a different perspective. You appreciate things that you never even noticed before. I was with my friend, the two of us riding through the country lanes. It was so peaceful, all you could hear were our horses' shoes hitting the road as we walked. I began to hear a rumbling of a lorry coming up behind us. I waved my hand, asking them to slow down. They were getting closer and closer. They were still coming at us fast. By the time they reached us, it was all over. My friend was down, knocked out on the cold, wet floor. Her horse was down too. She'd slipped. Her leg was wedged under the rear tyre of a lorry. It happened so quickly. My horse and I were in shock at the side of the road. The lorry driver was in tears, and all he could say was sorry. Her horse's leg was squashed and crushed. If it was a human, we could go to hospital and they could put our leg in a cast. For my friend's horse, he had to go. He was gone forever. You might feel that they shouldn't be on the roads, but horses have every right to be on the roads. They were here before your cars were. You may not care about them, but all you have to remember is that horse, that is now gone was my friend's pride and joy, and she loved her with all her heart. She would work endless hours in all weathers to care for her horse. And if she couldn't drive, she would walk miles just to get to her. She was her pet, her best friend. My friend was lucky. She only came away with a few bruises. But if her horse landed on her, or the lorry ran her over, she might have died too. We don't like riding on the roads, but we have to ride on roads to get to the bridle paths. Next time you see us, just think. Do you want to be responsible for my injuries or my death? Please, slow down and pass wide.
Thank you, Chloe. Well, that was a very heartfelt plea. And I can understand why, actually, because this morning I was stuck behind a horse and I was thinking, oh, blimey, this blinking horse. And then I thought, well, actually, just as you had said in there, you know, they're road users too, and they've been here for, you know, for a lot longer than cars. So I kind of changed my mind a little bit after that. But thank you very much for that. And everyone's clapping out there. Marvellous performance. Thank you very much. I know you were a little bit nervous, but that was really, really well done.
Thank you.
So that's fantastic.
Much.
Thank you. Here's the XX on hold, and then more victims after the ads.
I don't blame you.
That's James. And moving on, swiftly from that, we are moving on to Brittany Kent, who is here in the studio with me now. She's looking nervous, but she isn't nervous. She knows she's going to absolutely nail this one, aren't you, Brittany?
Yeah,
you're going to completely nail it. Now, Brittany, we were just talking about musical theatre, and Judith and I are going to be putting on a production of Hairspray, the film, which is going to be a sing-along. That's one of your favourites, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd love to be in Hairspray.
I just love Hairspray. And I think the greatest thing about it is that first tune, Good Morning Baltimore, don't you?
Yeah, it's great.
Because, you know, it's such a sort of wonderful get-out-of-bed tune to really sort of start your day with a sort of zinging feeling, don't you think?
Yeah.
Fabulous. So you're going to be telling us all about musical theatre.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you go now, and yeah, we're looking forward to it. Come on.
Okay. Ever since I was a little girl, I have wanted to go into musical theatre. The thrill of seeing a show on the stage and being able to watch the characters come to life was a magical experience. From the moment I saw my first musical, I knew that this was the career that I wanted to pursue. That feeling that you get when you're on the stage playing a character that you have spent months perfecting. When you're on the stage, the whole world seems to freeze. Your normal life stops, and you become that character physically and verbally. From the second the curtains open to the second the lights go down at the end of the show, it's honestly the best feeling in the world. Each performance you do always ends up being slightly different, but this all adds to the thrill of not knowing how each show will end up. I remember my first day of a performing arts group was one of the scariest things I've ever done. I must have only been about 6 years old. I didn't know anyone, and that was scary for me at the time, as I wasn't the best at talking to new people. 11 years later, and I'm still performing, and I don't regret one show I did or one mistake I have made. I'm happy about all the experience I've gained through all aspects of theatre, including backstage and front of house. But like anyone on the island that wants to become a performer on the West End, you can't limit yourself to the Isle of Wight forever. At some stage, you've got to leave, and my time is coming closer and closer each day. As much as the small population here is nice while you're growing up, I know that I'll be unable to get to where I want staying here. So yes, I want to get off the island and pursue the career of my dreams, but I know that the island will always be where my heart is.
That's very nice. Well done. What were you nervous about? That was absolutely fantastic. It was a flawless performance. So you've got to stop these stage nerves because you know you can do it now. That's fantastic. And you've got a play coming up, haven't you, with the rest of these guys out here. Do you know what that's going to be about?
No, not yet.
Well, you've got half term coming up, so you've got plenty of time to do your homework over that. Thanks very much indeed, Brittany. We're going to play Matt Wills and Always now. And we've got one final person to come in, and it's Rihanna. Matt Wills. And that was always... And you know, I can't believe it, we are coming to the end of these wonderful monologues. This is the 12th monologue we're going to hear now. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. And Rihanna French, you are honoured to be the last but not the least of the monologuees or monologuers. So welcome. You have got a really interesting topic. It's all about zombies. Why on earth did you choose zombies?
Because they're already among us.
They're already among us. Have you been into zombies for a long time? Do you go to sort of zombie events on the island?
No, it's just I've seen them around. I thought it's the best way to describe certain people.
Oh, right. Wow. Well, let's just hope this isn't too close to home. Are there any zombies in the green room at the moment?
There might be.
There might be. Oh, dear. Well, okay. Well, this is great. You are also getting ready, aren't you, for this wonderful murder mystery at the college. Judith and I are going to be at that murder mystery. It's going to be an evening of fine dining, but a few bodies as well, isn't it?
Yep.
And how do people get tickets for that?
I think we have a website online. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Well, if you do want tickets, why don't you just go to @VectisRadio and we'll tell you how to get tickets, because Judith and I are going, and it's going to be a really, really fun evening. It's just in a few weeks' time, isn't it? I better let you get on with those zombies. Go on.
Hello? Hello? Is this working? Okay. Listen, you may not have noticed them, but they're starting to take over the island. Zombies. No, don't change the station. I know it sounds crazy, but just listen. Many people believe they're just monsters in films and horror movies. That's simply not true. I've seen them. Everywhere. At first, they would just wander around towns. But now, they spread across the entire island. Some of you may have noticed them, but brush them off as rude and obnoxious people. Others are infected with zombieitis and don't even know it. You see them everywhere, all across the island. We have a small, little, tiny island, which most people can't even see on a map. So we're perfect for the legally brain dead. They blend in by staring down at their devices and not thanking people when they cross the road. Or you probably notice that one special breed of zombies that walks in the middle of the pavement, sees another person walking towards them, but doesn't move, forcing the poor human to walk on the road. In the last decade, the number of zombies has more than doubled, and I believe this is due to a lack of humanity. A simple case of why should I? And the reason is because we're human. Latest research shows that something as easy as noticing another person and respecting them as a human can cure zombieism. If we, as a community, learn to keep a hold of our humanities, the zombies are sure to learn and put down their phones and pay attention when walking down the street. If you are one of these zombies and haven't realised it, take a moment and stop and look around. Who are you walking into? Who are you annoying? Such a simple act could cure you. And good luck to all you humans out there.
Well done. That's fantastic, Rihanna. It is a very, very annoying thing, isn't it? There is a word for them, isn't there? And it's smombi. Do you know that word?
No.
Okay. Smartphone zombies are called smombies. And in fact, in Germany in 2015, that was voted youngsters' favourite word, smombi. Can you believe it? There you go. Now, well done, Rihanna. That was fantastic and a great finish to all of your wonderful monologues, 12 in all. Best of a dozen. I think I'm going to not give prizes because Judith and I think you were all absolutely marvellous. But well done. Well done. Yeah, we're impressed. Let's have some adverts and then we'll wrap up after that. And we're going to be back with you at the college soon to do some plays, aren't we? Thanks. Well, that was Futurology by the Manics, and looking to the future, Judith told me that we've actually got a few more monologues. We've got 4 more monologues, making it 16 in all. I wondered why they were all looking so weirdly at me when I said there were a dozen monologues. Anyway, they were all wonderful. There are going to be another 4 that are wonderful in just a few weeks' time. Judith and I will be back, well, in a few weeks' time, and we're looking forward to it already. We're going to leave you in a moment with Depeche Mode. It's called A Heart. But just before then, Chris Mew is on in just a few minutes. Get ready for him after the news. He has got a satchel full of amazing tracks for you to enjoy this afternoon. So really enjoy it. Thanks again to the Isle of Wight College for their wonderful performing arts students. We'll be back soon.
www.vectisradio.com.